Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. McInnes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson bunts towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Connolly goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball four. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. McInnes moves to second. One out. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Wood. McInnes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk. Wood reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strunk. The throw from O'Neal and he is safe. Strunk steals second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Boone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-2 in the game. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McInnes bunts towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Johnson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.